There's a lot of things that I've said over the years which were perceived to be crazy. And then suddenly, they start to move mainstream.
I'm waiting for someone to convince me that we don't live in a simulation.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, taste, and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain.
What if all you ever knew was a lie?
The people you've spoke out against, David, are the most powerful people in the world. Do you ever get scared that they'll take away your life, that they'll put a hit out on you, or they'll try and shut you up? Because they've tried so many times to shut you up, they've now banned you from Australia.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that, shit, I'm in danger here? Have you ever felt your life in danger from the higher powers and the people who control the world?
Never crosses my mind.
No?
I mean, that might be hard for people to believe, but it's true, it never crosses my mind. And for this reason, A, we're more powerful when we take our power back than ever we believe we are. And, you know, I look on these people as pathetic little boys in short trousers, little boys and girls in short trousers, because what kind of psychopathic insanity does it take to want to impose your will over a vast population of people? I mean, it's pathetic. They are pathetic. I'm going to be frightened of them. Are you having a laugh? No way. And this is, and the other point is this. Once you start self-identifying with being consciousness, that's my eternal state, your eternal state, everyone's eternal state, consciousness, a state of awareness. Well, whether it's in this body, it'll be out of this body eventually anyway at some point. Whether it's in this body or not in this body is almost irrelevant, because it's always a state of consciousness having an experience of some kind. So the worst that can happen to me is that I leave this body, right? And I will eventually anyway. I don't want to stay here forever, my God. I mean, you can have too much of a good thing, can't you? So it never crosses my mind. If you're taken out, you're taken out. But you're taken out trying to do the right thing. And
which takes courage.
Well,
do you think now, David?
Well, courage is overcoming fear, mm-hmm. which is a really powerful thing, courage overcoming fear. When you let go of fear, you don't need courage, you just do it. It's not like, you know, if I say, I've just written a book, I just finished it. It's going to be probably the most controversial book, certainly given current times, probably going to be one of the most controversial books ever written. And so I know what's coming with it, but I don't fear it.
You're used to it.
I don't fear it because I'm putting out what I believe to be right, and I don't need courage to put it out, because I don't fear putting it out, because I don't fear the reaction. The reaction is what it is.
You react to it?
Yeah, and a lot of people are going to read it and go, thank God someone's saying it at last. Mm-hmm. And the system's going to say, ban him, condemn him.
There's a lot of things that I've said over the years which were perceived to be crazy. And then suddenly, they start to move mainstream.
I'm waiting for someone to convince me that we don't live in a simulation.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, taste, and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain.
What if all you ever knew was a lie?